The Pan American Health Organization presents the Digital Health COVID-19 Podcast. On November 24, 2020, the Pan American Health Organization, PAHO WHO, and the Inter-American Development Bank, IDB, conducted a webinar called Strategic Dialogue with Women Leaders in Digital Transformation of the Health Sector. The webinar had the participation of 12 women with extensive experience in digital transformation in health. One of the co-moderators of the webinar and a leader in digital health in her own right was Jennifer Nelson of the IDB, who began by telling a personal story that made clear the need for more women leaders in digital health and for a better understanding of gender differences.
Recently, I gave birth, and it was a wonderful experience, and I got to live firsthand how important and powerful telehealth, remote blood pressure monitoring, mobile health can be. But I also personally firsthand saw how much work we still have to do. And as a quick story, anecdote to that nature, I was in my second trimester of my pregnancy when I was on the way to a prenatal visit. And I use a personal health record to keep track, communicate with my provider, and look at my lab results. And on my way to the visit, I noticed that I had quite a few red abnormal notifications on my lab results. And I was looking, and the values were just slightly different than what was acceptable in the ranges that were presented on the lab result. And I thought that was a little strange, but I said, okay, I'll just talk to my provider when I get to my visit. And we went through the visit, and my provider didn't bring anything up. So while I was leaving, I said, you know, I thought it was a little weird that I had all these abnormal alerts on my lab results. Can we talk about that? And he said, well, Jenny, the issue is that the standard that we use for those values is 45-year-old white male. And given that you're not a 45-year-old white male, I'm not concerned about the values that you had. But I left that visit very concerned with the standards that we were using for digital health technology. And I think really what excites me so much about this panel is our opportunity to paint a new normal that we're going to visualize starting today with these women leaders that are going to speak to us about their experiences and expertise.
As for the question that was posed to all participants, why now? Jennifer Nelson remarked,
if this isn't the time to talk about digital health and to talk about closing those gaps, there won't be a time. So just to echo your words, we do need to act now. And just as we have 10 excellent women leaders here, I know that each one of these presenters and all of you connected can at least name 10 more. So going forward, this is going to be hard, and we need to all continue to be leaders and continue to be empowering other leaders as we move forward and to keep disrupting our status quo.
This podcast was produced by the Pan American Health Organization.